I'm with the Worcestershire Director of Cricket, Steve Rhodes. Steve, an absorbing day's county cricket today, one at the end of which you must be fairly pleased.
Yeah, delighted, because at lunchtime, you know, 160 for one, we were really staring down the barrel. But two things, really. I think Matt Machen's century was outstanding. He hit the ball so cleanly and sweetly. He looked a real proper class player. And, you know, obviously, when a guy plays like that, it's very difficult to bowl at. And it was his day. He played really well. But I was so pleased with the way we fought back. They probably got a little bit casual, gave us a couple of wickets, and then we had a little opening to bowl them out. So I was delighted to bowl them out for under 350, and then thankfully 40-odd for naught at the end.
What was key for the sort of the turnaround in fortunes then? I mean, obviously heads mustn't go down, of course, but did Sussex give away a few wickets as well?
Well, that definitely helped, you know, but they shared the wickets around, our lads, and they deserved to pick up a couple of wickets each, which is what happened. But I think you're right. I think a little bit of sloppy batting from the Sussex players gave us an opening, and thankfully we took it.
What do you make of the pitch? It certainly looks a fast pitch, should be decent for batting, but also plenty of carry for the quick bowlers.
Yeah, we knew the pitch would be like this. We've played here before a few years ago on a relayed wicket. I think this is about 5 years old, so that's relayed, and they definitely go through. They bounce and go through, but runs can be scored, as Matt Machen proved, and sometimes the boundaries do keep coming. So it looks as though it's a pretty good cricket wicket, to be perfectly honest, but certainly got a bit of pace and bounce and carry.
As you say, from sort of the nadir, if you like, 161, were you a bit guilty maybe? I mean, Sussex went at quite a rate. Were you a bit guilty of maybe too many four balls?
Oh, look, you know, let's not take anything away from Matt Machen. That was a stunning innings, and wherever we bowled it at times, we bowled some really good balls at him, and he climbed into him and hit him for 4 and 6. So, you know, I wouldn't like to go too hard on our bowlers. You know, I think they were a little bit shocked by the onslaught as well, like all of us were, but you know, let's give a bit of credit to a young batsman who played exceedingly well, and I was just grateful that once we got him out and we managed to go through them. So, no, let's not take anything away from Matt Machen. I think it was his day, an innings that he'll treasure and enjoy, and thankfully for us, he chipped one up because it looked like he was going to keep going forever.
And, of course, I haven't talked about your batting as well. I mean, they always call it a tricky little session of 15 overs, but apart from one drop catch, you've actually seen that through quite trouble-free.
Yeah, I think, you know, Steve McGoffin looked very dangerous. He's a wonderful bowler. He hits a great line in length and nips the ball both ways off the seam, and that's difficult at times, especially when there's a little bit of bounce and carry in the wicket. But, you know, Richie and Darrell played extremely well to get through to the end without losing their wickets, and it's a start of hopefully what will be a nice opening partnership.
Yeah, and what's your hopes for tomorrow?
Yeah, we would love to be in a situation at the end of the day where we're somewhere level with Sussex, and you know, last match against Yorkshire, that's what they did to us, and then managed to bowl us out in the third innings, and that's something we'll try and do.